Well, happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to a very high Sabbath of fellowship and gathering. We're going to be celebrating foot washing and communion service. Our dear brother Jim Snipes is going to be leading out, and we're looking forward to that. So welcome, dear ones, and Sabbath blessings to those joining us on the phone or listening to the recording of today's service. I'm glad to have you in fellowship. And before we give the meeting over to our dear brother, we have some special music. Let me go ahead and bring this special music here into the room. My dear mother and myself are going to have somewhat of a duet here as best that we can. And it's a combination of the hymn, Jesus Loves Me, and the love of God.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song.
Yeah. Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. Amen.
Amen. And dear brother Jim, would you like to take over the service now? And thank you, dear brother, for being here.
Before we start, let's bow our heads for prayer. Our most kind Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll send your Holy Spirit to be here with us as we comment on your ordinance of humility that you have asked us to remember you by. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And because our Sabbath school took an extraordinary long period of time, and I think it's very important that what you went through was gone through, I too have difficulty with retorting when I'm falsely accused, and I'm struggling with that. So I am going to reduce my remarks to a smaller portion of what I had in mind. In fact, I had planned a talk, but last night I realized I needed to add something to that talk. So I'm only going to present to you today what I have added. Let me get my screen up so you can follow. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 24. The wine that he drank and the bread which he partook of represented, the wine represented Christ's blood. The bread represented Christ's body. Christ's blood represents remission of sins, for without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. Christ's body was dead, but now is alive. And that means something too. Once we accept Christ's blood for remission of sins for us, then our sins are forgiven and we appear before the Holy Father as though we had never sinned. We appear as though we're righteous. Christ's body that is now alive gives us power to live a righteous life. And this came into our discussion in the Sabbath school. The fact that he is alive and there and willing to give us power to overcome should be very important. Without that power, we cannot overcome. This remission of sins is also called justification. We are made just because Christ died for us in place of the penalty that we would have to bear for our sins. See, God has a law that did not change, cannot change, and something had to be done when man broke that law in order for man to be saved. Christ came, lived a life without sin, and died a death that he did not deserve, so that we might have life, which he had. Christ's body represents power to live a righteous life. This is also called sanctification. Sanctification is the work of a lifetime. It's working toward that perfection that we need to have in order to live eternal life. We cannot do it on our own. We can only do it through the power of Christ. I have never seen the communion service divided into this two parts before. So I feel like this was kind of a revelation that I should see and should share with you today. There is a part of this service that is not covered here, and that is the washing of the feet, which Christ also did. And that precedes this justification, sanctification, wine and bread part of the ceremony. But it's to give us the support of each other in our walk with the Lord. So at this point, we are going to divide for the washing of the feet as we can. In a church, we would divide. In our homes, we will do whatever we can to accomplish this purpose. And then we'll come back for the bread and the wine. You'll notice that I reversed the order here. And the reason I reversed the order is because justification comes before our walk with sanctification. And in our walk with sanctification, we continually have to go back and apply Christ's blood to our sins for forgiveness. So we will separate at this time. When you are through, put a Y in the chat box, please. So it looks like everyone is through. We're ready to proceed. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." I'm going to kneel down to offer the prayer for the bread. You may remain seated, and then we will all partake at the same time. Our most kind Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus who came and died for our sins that we might have eternal life. We do not deserve this, but his love is so great that he loved us even when we didn't want it. And we thank you for that. And we pray now that as we partake of this emblem of his body, that it'll become a part of us. And that it'll help us to every day remember that he is there to help in every time of trial and need. And that real soon now, he will come and take us home to heaven. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The bread. And Jesus said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner, also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." I'm going to kneel down to offer prayer for the grape juice, and you may remain seated. Our most kind Heavenly Father, Jesus showed us by the sanctuary services, by the offering of a lamb after man first sinned, that by the shedding of blood there is no remission of sins. Blood is the life, and that means that the wages of sin is death. And Jesus came and shed his blood and died in our place. And we thank you for that. And we accept that gift, Lord. We want to be a part of heaven and the new earth. And we're doing this in remembrance of you. And in remembrance of our commitment to you. And we pray that Jesus will come soon and we can see him face to face. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to pass out the wine here. Grape juice, unfermented wine. And then we're all going to drink it at the same time. We have a visitor with us today, Marilyn and I. Her name is Catherine. She hasn't been visiting us for a long time. And we're glad that we're able to share this with her. "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." I would like to share a song with you for closing because it says that when they had finished, they sang a song. Let's see if I can find one. There's the one I want.
Amen. And thank you, dear brother. Your wonderful service. And thank you for the insight regarding the bread and the wine. I've never seen it presented that way before. But it's truth. So thank you so much for that insight. Dear ones, are there any thoughts or comments or questions, testimonies, songs, or requests that you'd like to bring forth at this time or ask our dear brother? Please feel free.
How can we sing safely through another week?
Sure, dear sister. Let me bring it here in the room. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek on thy approaching Sabbath day. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week, the best emblem of eternal rest.
More mercies, more the blight each hour, through the week our praise demand, guarded by almighty power, fed and guided by his hand. Low and grateful we have been, only made returns of sin. Low and grateful we have been, only made returns of sin.
While we pray for pardoning grace through the dear Redeemer's name, show a direct glimpse of face, shine away our sin and shame. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day with thee. From our worldly cares set free, may we rest this day with thee.
When the morn shall bid us rise, may we feel thy presence near. May thy glory meet our eyes when we in thy house appear. There afford us, Lord, a taste of the everlasting feast. There afford us, Lord, a taste of our of the everlasting feast.
May that gospel's joyful song conquer sinners, comfort saints. May the fruits of grace abound, bring relief for all covenants. Thus may others have this proof, till we join the church above. Thus may others have us prove, till we join the church above.
Amen, and praise God for bringing us safely through another week to this high Sabbath day of foot washing and communion and wonderful fellowship. Are there any other songs or requests, comments, testimonies that you'd like to share, dear ones? Please go right ahead.
Yes, Brother Bob, could you sing Rock of Ages for me?
Sure, dear brother. Rock of ages cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
Not the labors of my hands can fulfill my love's demands. Could my zeal respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must say, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come for thee to dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Fall I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, I die.
When my pilgrimage I close, victor o'er the last of foes, when I rage to ascend above, and behold more of thy love. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Thanks, everyone. God bless.
You're welcome, dear brother, and thank you for the request. It was beautiful. We haven't sung that song for a while. Dear Sister Dixie, you have your mic up. Would you like to share?
Yes. With regard to the blood and body of Christ, Satan has counterfeited the ceremony of blood sacrifices using the pagans and heathens down through time to sacrifice animals and humans, many times babies, in order to please their sun god. Around the world, the ceremony is conducted with various variations according to their own cultures. It was always done to perpetuate their beliefs or way of life. We know that many of the Roman Catholic Church's beliefs are derived from paganism. It is still a shock when we learn of their custom called the Ninth Circle. When a pope takes office down in the bowels of the Vatican, a live human baby is killed. Its blood and flesh are consumed in order that the papacy is to be continued, just like the pagans do. In attendance at this ceremony are those of nobility and worldly importance. Those who have witnessed this event have disclosed this diabolical pagan ritual. We thank God for the truth as it is in Jesus.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister, for sharing. Are there any other thoughts, comments, requests, dear ones? Please feel free.
Yeah, the song, I'm So Glad That Jesus Loves Me. I'm not sure that's the title, but that's one of the verses.
I have a quick question, please.
I found it online. go ahead, Sister Christina.
I'm asking in regards to what Sister Dixie just provided. So instead of them accepting the innocence of Jesus, they decide to kill babies?
In the pagan service, the devil has corrupted the sacrifice that was given to Adam and Eve because of sin coming in that pointed to Christ as the Savior. And they took it from any kind of symbolism pointing to Christ to representing the value of the gift to their gods. So if individuals wanted to have a request granted from Amun-Ra or Marduk or Bel or Baal or whatever, they were taught that the more valuable the gift that was offered, the greater the chance that the god would favorably respond. And then they were taught that there was no greater gift than a human life. So babies were chosen because they were innocent. Virgins were chosen because they had no carnal knowledge of that particular sexual area. And so ultimately the human life was of more value than giving gold or silver or anything else. And so sacrifices of human beings were regarded as the most valuable gift that could be given to a god to gain their favor. And so the whole issue was more of a selfish oriented practice and thus could not in any way gain salvation from God. It was more work your own way to becoming God or to be your own savior, in other words. So it was a corruption of the true sacrifice that pointed to Christ. And that was a self-sacrifice. It was a selfless sacrifice. And so the whole principle was changed in a demonic way from what it originally was intended for. Yeah, true. It was selfish. It was without love to others. And it was only to get advantage. And that is a greediness. And so that is the practice, the difference between the true sacrifice of Jesus versus the counterfeit sacrifice of the devil.
Brother Bob and everyone, okay. I wanted to share him. But I had went and do an exercise with Joshy, and it was really hot. It was so hot that I came back and went in the shower. So my voice is really bad. So I'm sorry I couldn't sing. But there is a song that I want to sing for the purpose of the communion to give glory to Jesus and our Heavenly Father as well for granting us salvation through His Son. And I think this one is very appropriate. I think it's hymn 661. So I'm going to try. The Lord helped me today with the children's story. So I pray that He helps me. He helped me right now because I really want to give Him the honor and glory that He so much deserves. We are so undeserving. Holy, holy. Holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 holy is our God. He always
same. Heaven and earth, he ruleth. Come and praise his name. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. Holy, 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 holy is the God. Beloved is the one adored. Holy, 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 holy is the Lord.
Amen. And a thank you, dear sister. And here is the request of our dear sister, Joan. And thank you for your patience, dear sister. I am so glad that our Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Though I forget him and wander away, still he doth love me whenever I stray. Back to his dear loving arms I would flee when I remember that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Oh, if there's only one song I can sing, when in this beauty I see the great King, this shall my song in eternity be. Oh, what a wonder that Jesus loves me. 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 I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves even me.
Amen. He loves us all. Isn't that wonderful? Even though we stray, he still loves us.
Amen. An announcement is that the women's meeting for the next 2 Mondays, so the 4th and the 11th, will be postponed. And then the following Monday on the 18th, it will resume. So the next 2 Monday evening women's meetings are postponed until the 18th. So just wanted to let my dear sisters know. And it's not just the sisters that can come to a women's meeting. There can be others as well. Are there any other thoughts or comments, requests, testimonies that you'd like to give, dear ones, before we close today's service? Please go right ahead.
Continue to keep me in your prayers. Thank you.
Amen. We will, dear sister. And how is your elbow? Is it any better than yesterday?
Well, it's not hurting a lot. It's not. It's, you know, swollen, but it's not hurting a lot. It's not.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And did you try some of the hot and cold treatments on it to help?
I'm going to try that. I did take something else for it. I did as well before I went to bed. Some other things I did take for it.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be keeping you in prayer, dear sister. And hopefully when we meet again on Wednesday evening or Friday evening or Sabbath as well, it will be much better. And
thank you.
God is merciful.
Thank you.
Were you there? I can find it online. Just one second. And Brother Dick, are you able to sing this song for us? It's a request, dear brother.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Were you there when he rose up from the grave? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the grave?
Amen. Thank you, dear brother. It almost seems like there needs to be one more verse. Be there when he comes back the second time, you know. But that particular lyrics didn't have any more verses.
In the hymn and the Rav, it has five. It has one is the but the only thing is in the internet, they have the cross here, and the hymn, it says the tree, and when they pierce him on the side, and when the sun refused to shine, and then it talks about the tomb.
Bob, you write the lyrics for this. Oh, be there when he comes the second time. And that'll work.
Oh, be there when he comes the second time. Oh, be there when he comes the second time. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Oh, be there when he comes the second time. Dear ones, are there any other songs, thoughts, comments, questions that you'd like to bring forth before we have Brother Dick sing us away? Please feel free.
This was a beautiful service and a beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, everyone, for participating, and thank you for fellowship.
Amen. And blessed be the tie that binds until we come back together. Well, dear ones, continue growing in grace. Continue the warfare against sin, and in denying inclination to reveal the character of Christ in your life. Our big hugs and love is with you all until we meet again. Until then, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking.